This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What happens to somebody's social media accounts, or more broadly, their entire digital footprint after they've passed, isn't something we've got completely figured out. But there is a related question that honestly hadn't even occurred to me. What happens when your digital presence grows after you pass? Kate Nibbs is a senior writer at Wired, and she's been covering the strange world of YouTube obituary pirates. Kate, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I need you to, first of all, we have to establish some phraseology here. YouTube obituary pirates, what are they?
YouTube obituary pirates are a bit of a mystery to me to this day. They are people who upload videos of themselves summarizing the obituaries of strangers. They just turn on their cell phone camera and explain someone else's obituary and then upload it. And as far as I can tell, it's a money-making scheme, although I don't know how much money they're making off of it.
So you answered my next question right there. They're doing this to make money, I imagine.
It certainly seems that way. I've tried to contact them. I haven't successfully had conversations, but it's several of the more popular YouTube obituary pages were ad-supported. So I was watching pre-roll from like Etsy and Harry and David and a few other companies before I could get to the obituary videos. So yeah, They're successful enough that they are able to generate at least some revenue off of advertising.
Okay, got it. Now, how did you come to this story?
A friend of mine texted me and asked me if I'd ever heard of YouTubers who make a living by reciting obituaries. And he had come to the story in a very sad way. An old childhood friend of his had passed away, and he found at least 10 of these videos of random, mainly men, just reciting facts about her. And he was so unsettled by it that he wanted to learn more, and I did what I could to get some answers for him.
So this is, it's obviously deeply hurtful and troubling to friends and relatives of those who have passed. And it's shady and creepy and all those kinds of things. But I wonder if it says something about the incentives we have on the internet in this society, right? That's kind of what this is about.
Absolutely. I do think that the people who are making these videos are acting callously towards the bereaved. It's quite a tasteless pursuit, but it seems as though it's a pursuit driven by desperation, like they are casting around looking for ways to make money online. And it's because these platforms prioritize traffic above good taste, and it results in strange cottage industries like this.
Are obituary pirates a new thing and technology is just sort of exacerbating it, or have these been around for a while?
The YouTube element of it is fairly new. That's cropped up in the last few years. But obituary pirating has actually been around since obituaries went online. There is this whole other cottage industry where people looking to make a quick buck would basically plagiarize legitimate obituaries that were posted online by local newspapers or legacy.com. They'd create their own like obituary repositories online and try to divert the web traffic. And some of the companies that have been doing this have actually seen some repercussions because it was straight plagiarism. But The YouTubers get around any legal repercussions because they're summarizing the obituaries. Even though it's a really messed up thing to do, it's technically probably legal. They could likely successfully use like the fair use doctrine to protect themselves from any legal liabilities.
What did YouTube have to say?
They didn't have that much to say about it. I think they didn't end up commenting. I also reached out to some of the companies whose advertisements I'd seen, and none of them wanted to comment on the record either. It seems like something everyone involved would prefer to not exist.
Right. You watched, I imagine, a bunch of these in reporting this story. What's your takeaway?
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is really twisted, and it's definitely made me think about how when I die, there's almost certainly going to be like 10 to 15 strangers across the world emotionlessly reciting the facts of my death.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, of course, it'll be a while and AI will get involved, right, somehow. And then there's going to be that whole dynamic.
Oh, I mean, I'm actually surprised I didn't find AI-generated obituary pirating going on already. I feel a little worried that I'm speaking it into existence right now because it seems like a natural extension of the scam to like remove the already minimal human effort that's involved.
Kate Nibbs, she's a senior writer at Wired. The most recent piece, which is, the title says it all, The Bizarre Cottage Industry of YouTube Obituary Pirates. Kate, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.